It all begins with a dusty box in an attic. An elderly couple in Tennessee are moving, prompting them to sift through the odds and ends they have collected in 50 years of marriage. Some unknown person has written on this box, "Important papers do not throw away." And the wife, Susie Lazarov, opens it to find dozens of old handwritten letters, telegrams, black and white photos, and a diary. She removes the first letter and reads, "Hebron, Palestine, October 5, 1928. Dear folks, rest assured, nothing that I write or that words can describe can do justice to the beauty of Palestine. Devotedly, Dave." The writer is Susie's late uncle, David Schoenberg, a relative she has never met. She knows only that he moved in 1928 to British Mandatory Palestine to study in a yeshiva, and that he was killed there the following year. She now removes his letters, more than 60 of them, to read his vivid weekly descriptions about walking the ancient alleyways of Hebron's Jewish quarter, Jewish holidays and weddings attended by local sheikhs, the friendly relationships that have developed between Arab and Jewish neighbors. The final letter is dated August 20, 1929. In it, her uncle tells his father about visiting Jerusalem's Western Wall to observe Tisha B'Av, amid great tension in the city. For many months, Arab Jerusalem's leader, the Grand Mufti Haj Amin al-Husseini, had been agitating against Jews trying to pray at the wall, claiming they were plotting to destroy Al-Aqsa Mosque. Jewish worship at the wall became increasingly perilous or impossible, and Jews responded in various ways, some by founding a committee, others by peacefully demonstrating with a paramilitary youth movement founded by Vladimir Jabotinsky, causing mainstream Jewish leaders to worry about provoking the British. At a mass meeting organized by the Mufti, Muslims pledged to defend Al-Aqsa, at any moment and with the whole of their might. David, viewing the scene with some friends from Hebron, felt the crisis had reached almost the breaking point. "As we walked along Jerusalem's streets," he wrote, "we could almost imagine the streams of Jewish blood flowing at our feet, the horrible scenes of slaughter. Jewish sages, budding youth, tender babes in their mother's arms, all killed by the barbaric sword of the enemy." His words were prophetic. 4 days later, David was among the almost 70 Jewish men, women and children slaughtered in his beloved adopted hometown of Hebron. Yardina Schwartz has taken David's letters and diary, given to her by Susie's daughter Jill Nodovic, as the springboard for an astonishing work of history. The first third or so of Ghosts of a Holy War centers on the pogrom in Hebron, an event that seemed to express the limits of human barbarity, until it was eclipsed by later horrors against the Jews. So much of what unfolded in Hebron will remind the reader of October 7, beginning with the certainty of so many Jews that since they believed in peace, no harm would come to them.